Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Tes. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, who is Chus Refor Shlema for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have a Refor Shlema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We are holding on the bottom of daf Yud Tes Amid Beis, or toward the bottom of daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, and then today we're going to discuss why is it that a Kohen Gadol doesn't even do Yibum on an Almana Mine Erisin, meaning a Kohen Gadol doesn't do Yibum because a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry anyone who's not a Besula. What about an Almana Mine Erisin? She still is a Besula. Then the Gemara is going to explain the Machlokas about a Kohen Gadol participating in a relative's Levaya. We had a Machlokas, is he not allowed to participate at all, or is he allowed to participate, but he just has to make sure that he follows after the Mita in an unusual way, so that we can explain what's behind that machlokas. Gemara is going to go through the halachos of avelim, nichum avelim b'shura, that there is this public form of nichum avelim with the shura, both for a kohen gadol as well as for people in general. And we're going to discuss how a kohen gadol does nichum avelim himself, what kinds of things he says when he does nichum avelim. The Gemara is then going to discuss the melech. We're going to get into the halachos of a melech, and we're going to tell the story about Yanai HaMelech that ultimately led to the din that a melech is lo dun velo dunin oso. That was based on a maisa shahaya that caused such a decree that lo dun velo dunin oso. And on basic Gemara is going to have machlokas whether David was ever really married to Merav, and we're going to have a proof in each direction whether he was really married to Merav. And the Gemara is also going to explain the machlokas between David and Shaul as to whether his kiddushin with Michal was a valid kiddushin. The Gemara is going to bring four sources that someone who's megadol yasum b'toch besos ki'ilu yilado, that when one raises a yasum in their house, they become like the parent of that yasum. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss a little bit about Palti ben Layish, about his great mesiras nefesh, his great willpower in not doing anything with Michal when she was given to him as a wife. And we're going to compare Palti's willpower to that of Boaz and to that of Yosef. So let us begin on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we are holding at where are we holding? Gufa. Okay, so we're all the way up there. Okay, so Gufa says Gemara, Emo Shivin Melech B'Sanhedrin V'Lo Melech B'Kohen Gadol B'Ibor Shana. We don't appoint a Melech to the Sanhedrin, nor do we allow a Melech or a Kohen Gadol to be involved in Ibor Shana. So Melech B'Sanhedrin D'Chziv Lo Sana Al Riv Lo Sana Al Rav. The reason we can't have a Melech B'Sanhedrin is because no one's allowed to argue on him. It says Lo Sana Al Riv, and we darshan Lo Sana Al Rav Lo Melech B'Kohen Gadol B'Ibor Shana. The reason we can't have a Melech or a Kohen Gadol B'Ibor Shana, well, Melech Mishum Avsanya, Kohen Gadol Mishum Sina, that a Melech is not allowed to be involved in Ibor Hashana because we're afraid that he's going to be biased in his in trying to make the year a longer year, because a Melech has to pay his chayolos, he has to pay his soldiers, and he pays them an annual salary, so he actually gets a free month if there's an Ibor Hashana. He gets an extra month for the same price, and that's why the Melech can't be involved, because we assume that's going to cause him to have some sort of bias. Kohen Gadol is Mishum Tzina. The Kohen Gadol will also have some sort of bias to when it comes to Ibor Hashana, because Kohen Gadol is going to have to put his bare feet on the cold floor on Yom HaKippurim, so he would really prefer it not be that cold on Yom HaKippurim. If you add an extra month into the year, that pushes Yom HaKippurim a month later, closer to the winter, and therefore he's going to be much colder on Yom Kippur. So for that discomfort of being colder a month later, we're afraid that he's going to be biased in Ibor Hashana. So Amar Rav Papa Shema Mina, what we see from here, Shata Basar Yarcha Azil. We see that the year follows the months, meaning it goes based on the months that should have been, had it not been that we are Marber the Shana. So because when we're Marber the Shana with the extra month, and all the months are pushed off a little bit, so you can end up having winter weather during Yom Kippur, meaning we when we're ma'abr the shana, it doesn't already even things out by being ma'abr the shana. When we're ma'abr the shana, it's a little out of whack. The seasons are going to be a little out of whack with what they should be. So says where any va'hanuch shlosha roi bakar davakaymi v'shaminu d'rabbanan d'kamri. There were three roi bakar that heard the rabbanan, overheard the rabbanan speaking. Chad amar im bakir v'lakish k'chad yenat. That one of them said the rabbanan heard the roi bakar talking during Chodesh Adar, and one of the roi bakar said that if the wheat and the barley are both sprout at the same time, so denu Adar, then we'll know that it's Chodesh Adar. V'imlav, and if they don't, and if the ground is not warm enough, and they don't both sprout at the same time, less den Adar, then it's not Chodesh Adar. Then we know it's Chodesh Shvat. V'chadamer, another roi bakar said, im tor b'tzvar b'tlag yomus, if in the morning it will be cold, very strong coldness to the point that the shore is going to be ready, is going to be freezing to death because of the snowy weather, because of the cold. And in the afternoon he's going to be rubbing against the tree in the shade of a te'ena tree, and he's going to be enjoying the shade of a te'ena tree because the relief it provides him from the heat of the sun. So you have such a difference in temperature between the cold mornings and the hot afternoons. Deinu Adar, that's Chodesh Adar. V'im lav, less dein Adar. And otherwise, it's not Adar, it's Shvat. V'chadomer, in the third row of Bakar said, im kidum takav l'chad yehei, if when the Ruach Mizrachis is very strong, when the eastern wind is very strong and it brings the cold, yafal bloich nafik l'kiblei, and you will blow out air with your mouth toward that wind, and you could see the heat of your breath, dein hu Adar, that is Chodesh Adar, because you see that it's not, that the cold wind is not that strong. V'im lav, less dein Adar, and if not, then it's not Adar, because you see that it must still be Shvat, because the cold wind is much stronger. So you see from when these Roi Bakar were saying these things, the Chum overheard them, and they realized that it must still be Chodesh Shvat, because none of these things actually happened yet. So Vavro Rabban, Lihishata, the Rabban decided to be Ma'aber the Shana. So they made Chodesh Adar as if it was Shvat, meaning they had an extra Adar, so Adar Rishon became as if it was Shvat. So you see, at the time that they were Ma'aber the Shana, the second Adar was not out of whack. They were Ma'aber the Shana to make the second Adar like Adar should be. So don't you see from here that even after you're Ma'aber the Shana, it only puts things back into place. It doesn't make things unseasonable. V'tizbar Rabban Aravasa Samach. Well, you think the Rabban were really relying on these shepherds and these Rabbi Bakar? No, the Rabban Chushbinayu Samach. Rabban had their own cheshbin of why they had to be Ma'aber the Shana. And the Rabbi Bakar is Tayu Yehu Divisayem Milsayu. And the Rabbi Bakar just gave a little bit of reason of extra, support for the decision that they had already made, that they were going to be Ma'aber the Shana. Now, the idea that we said before, that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to make the decision of Yibor HaShana because he doesn't want to be cold, and that the Melech is because he wants to save a couple of bucks. So this is a major maramakom in the discussion la halacha, whether a posik is allowed to pask in his own shailas. Because if we're going to always be concerned that there's a little bit of bias in the psak, so then the posik should never be able to pask in his own shailas. In the Tshuvas Marachar Zuror, he writes that a chacham could paskin for himself, and we're not choshed that he's going to be matalitovaso. And he quotes from the Rashmi Shantz. The Rashmi Shantz in Maseches Negayim holds that a chacham is not able to be matir for himself unless there's no cheskas iser. But something that's already becheskas iser, he's not neeman to be matir for himself. So he's not neeman to change the chazaka. So that would have significant ramifications for a rabbi paskining his own hilchas nidashailas. If a woman is becheskas iser, she's becheskas tameya, and he's paskening to try to make her tahora, so that would be against the Rashmi Shantz. He would not be allowed to do such a thing. So there's a machlokas aposkim la'alacha, if a chacham is allowed to be mora halacha for himself when there's a cheskas iser. The shita of the Taz in Yerdeh Simin Yerches is that when there's no cheskas iser, that then it's definitely mutter, but if there's a cheskas iser, so then he's not allowed to do it, based on that shita of the Rash. I remember Rav Shechter once asked that Rash on the Kol B'chinah, when we were learning Nida, he asked whether your Chacham's allowed to pass, and he expected us to all know that Rash in Maseches Negaim. We knew it after the Bechina because we were like, what was that about? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that even according to the Taz and the other Osrim that do not allow passing for yourself b'makom against Cheskas Yisur, but if they're only asking on other people that they shouldn't eat from the Hara'a, that he was Mara La'atzma, but he himself for sure is able to be Mara and Ochel, because we're not Choshed that he's going to do something B'Isser, meaning we don't, if he may have a bias, but we're not going to be concerned, in our Gemara, we're not concerned that he's going to violate an Avera. I mean, if he's going to say that something is Mutter, and then use it himself, so he's putting his money where his mouth is by using it himself, so that would be a big Sad Lekula when it comes to Chosnida for his own wife, because if he's going to be Sovech on it, so that's more reason to trust him when it comes to that type of Psak. Chaznish has a whole discussion in Emuna Bitachon where he tries to show that there's no such thing as a bias amongst Chachmei HaMasorah, that the Yisra of Shochad, he says, is not like a Mishpat, it's Mechlal HaChukim. The Yisra of taking a bribe is Mechlal HaChukim, it's a Chok, because there's no, a bias does not move the Chachmei HaMasorah a single bit. You can't believe that a person's Piskei Halacha are framed by any other factors other than his honest-to-goodness approach to understanding Torah Hashem. And the Talmud Chacham, therefore, Karpaskin, the Trefa Liatzmo, and everything else, it's just Dafka, for whatever reason, that if someone has given him money or he's biased in the case, he's not allowed to be a Dayan in the case. But that's a Chok, that's not a Mishpat, that's not something that's at all understandable, says the Chaznish in Emuna Ubitacham. Okay, let's see weiter in the Gemara. Cholitz v'cholzen, so we had said that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do Yibum on his brother's wife. So Kapasik Vatami Loshom Mina Erisuin. So he said it doesn't make a difference. It sounds like he's not allowed to do Yibum at all, whether it's Mina Erisuin or Mina Erisuin. So Bishlam Mina Erisuin Aviasei Velosasei. I understand why he can't do Yibum Mina Erisuin, because to marry an Almana is an Iser Losasei. Marrying a Besula is a Mitzvah Sasei that he has. Veinasei Docha Losasei Vasei. So the one Mitzvah Sasei of Yibum is not going to be Docha, the Losasei Veasei of marrying an almana and marrying the requirement to marry a basula. El mina erisin amai. But why can't he marry an almana mina erisin of his brother? Why can't he do yibum on an almana mina erisin? After all, yavo asay, let the mitzvah asay of yibum come, viyidcha los asay, and let it be docha, the los asay of marrying an almana. She is a basula, so it's not going to be a violation of that asay. It will be a straight asay docha los asay. And so, Gemara, you're right, it should work, but gezer bi rishona atu bi shniya. The mitzvah of Yibum is only in the first Bia. The Isra of being with an Almana is with every subsequent Bia as well. So we're afraid that he's going to do a second Bia. Obviously, if he's going to marry her, we're afraid he's going to do a second Bia. Tani nam yachim, kadmu valo, Bia Rishona, kanu, but vasa l'kaim, Bia Shnia. And we have a Bryce that says just like this, that if he were to actually do the Yibum, good, the Yibum would work. It's just that he's not allowed to keep her with a Bia Shnia. He's not allowed to do a Bia Shnia, because then you won't have ase docha los ase on that Bia Shnia. There is a discussion when Chaschinuch has, why is it that an asay is not docha a los asay vasay? Not just why is it, but what are the mechanics of it? How does it work that an asay is not docha a los asay vasay? Meaning, does it work with the following? That generally asay is docha los asay. So that over here as well. The asay of Yibum, let's say, would be docha, the los asay of Yivama. But that it's only docha the los asay, but the asay of a basula is still there. That asay is still being violated, but it's not a violation of los asay. Los asay was nidches from the asay. Or do you assume no? Tosin Kiddushin Daflamadal, it seems to assume that when an asay and a los asay join together, when they join forces, it strengthens the los asay. That los asay becomes a stronger los asay, and mimela an asay cannot be docha that los asay, even though an asay could generally be docha los asay. The mitzvah of Yibum would not be able to be docha the los asay of almana when that los asay of almana is fortified by an asay of besula. L'may naf kamina, whether the los asay is pushed away or not, either way, the asay is not docha the grouping of los asay v'asay. Who cares whether it does? It's not docha because the asay is still there, or it's not docha because the los asay is still there. Well, big naf kamina, if the person does it, does he get malchus? Has he violated the los asay? If he does wrong, and he follows the single lasse. So are we going to say that he's going to get malchus for violating the los hasse? So if you assume that the hasse is really docha the los hasse, he's not going to get malchus for los hasse. He stopped violating the hasse. But if you assume that it did not docha the los hasse, then he still would get malchus for the los hasse. Seems to be machlokas between Tosas Kiddushin Lamedalid and Tosas in Maseches Chulin. The Nashas and Kiddushin points you to a Tosas in Maseches Chulin where that machlokas seems to play out. Tosas Kotzim Rivam, I think, in Maseches Chulin. Okay, Mase Lo Mase. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. How does a Kohen follow the mita of a relative? Does he at all? Does a Kohen Gadol follow the mita of a relative? Does he not leave the mikdash at all? Or is he allowed to leave the mikdash? He just can't follow right behind the mita. He has to make sure that when they turn a corner, he's behind that corner. It says, but that just means he's not allowed to go together with the coffin, but he could follow far behind. Ketzad, hey nichsin v'hu nigla, hey niglin v'hu nichsa. And when they turn the corner, he should be behind that corner. V'yotze ad Pesach v'chulei. So Shapir kam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had a good taina that it says that the min hamikdash lo yetze. So doesn't that sound like he's not allowed to leave at all? Not that you could do the shtick where he goes and he follows just a little bit further behind. So amalcha Rav Meir iachi lebeis anami lo. If you're going to take that pasuk literally that he's not allowed to leave the mikdash and he's never even allowed to go home, so that's obviously not what the pasuk means. Elachi kamer min hamikdash lo yetze mikdushaso lo yetze. Min hamikdash lo yetze means that he cannot leave his kedusha. He has to. He's not allowed to be metame himself. That's all. V'kivin d'say akera lo si l'minga. So as long as he stays far enough behind the coffin, he's not going to be metame himself. He's not going to come to touch the coffin. Rabbi Yehuda agav merare dilma mikri va'asi v'naga. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. He might lose himself through his bitterness and his sadness and even if he's far behind right now, he might run forward and come to touch. And therefore, it's all about whether we're concerned that he's going to leave his Kedusha. So we pointed out yesterday that the Ramban suggests that even though our Mishnah quotes a Pasuk, this is only an Issa Drabanan. Because from this Gemara, it sounds like it's all about a Chashash Midrabanan. Is he going to come to touch, or is he not going to come to be Metame to the Mace? The Ramban is in the Hasagas to Sefer HaMitzvos. He's being Masig on the Rambam over there, who tackles holds that it's an Issa D'Oraisa. The Rambam holds that it's an actual Issa D'Oraisa. So yesterday we emphasized the sheet of the Ramban and we pointed out Kimosha Emar is a Lashon of a D'Rabbanan, not a Lashon of a D'Oraisa. But the Rambam holds D'Oraisa. Rav Yosef Engel and Lekachtov points out, according to that Rambam, this goes on the list of a Siyag D'Oraisa. The Rav Yosef Engel and Lekachtov is a whole list of all the Averos D'Oraisa that are just there to prevent you from violating another D'Oraisa. Normally a Siyag, we assume, is a Din D'Oraisa. Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan makes siyagim, they make fences around the Torah not to come to violate the Torah. But every once in a while, the Torah itself would make a siyag around another din in the Torah. He says, where do you find such things? The Isra of Yichud is an Isra D'Oraisa, for example. It's clearly a siyag to prevent you from having bia with the Arayos. Or the Isra of Bishul Basar B'Chalav, he says, it's siyag D'Oraisa, lest you come to eat the Basar B'Chalav. And he suggests that this is also, according to the Shittas Rambam, a siyag Yag da Oraisa, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go at all, lest he come to be metame to it. Sounds like a drabbanan? Yeah, it's a siyag da Oraisa according to the Rambam. Kishu menachim, tan rabban kishu over b'shur l'nachim esacherim, when the Kohen Gadol is going to be menachim other people, skan mushuach sha'avar b'yamino. The skan and the previous Kohen Gadol stand on his right side, v'rosh pesav v'avelim v'chala'am mismolo. And the rosh pesav and the avelim and everybody else is on his left side. Kishu Bishura umisnache me'acherim, when he is receiving nechama from others, segan miyamino, the segan is on his right side, rosh pesav v'kalam mismolo. Aval mashuach sha'avar lo asi gabei. The mashuach sha'avar should not be present when the Kohen Gadol is being misnachem from other people. My taima, why should he not be present? Chol shodaite, it's going to cause him to become upset. Savar kachadibi, he's going to think that the mashuach sha'avar is taking joy in his sadness, that he's taking joy in his because they are rivals. The Meshuach Sha'avar always has a little resentment toward the guy who took his job, toward the guy who is now the Kohen Gadol, and therefore he's going to think that because of that rival relationship, that he's happy when I'm down. And that's, instead of being Menachim him, that's going to cause him to become very upset. This is Paskin Bahalacha, not with regard to a Kohen Gadol, but Ramon, Yerdeh, Simon Shin Lamed Hei, when he talks about the halachas of Bikur Cholim, Nichum Avelim, he says that someone who is a Sone should not do Bikur Cholim v'Nichum Avelim, because you have to be concerned that in the back of the guy's mind, he's going to be thinking that you're happy that he is going through this illness or that he is going through this Avelus. In the Drushas of the Chassam Sofer, he says it's a little bit strange that the Ramah holds this way. It's against the Maril. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe quotes the Maril and says that I'm against the Maril, but he says I'm against the Maril because it's a Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Yotas, meaning he points to our Gemara. But the Maril is based on the Gemara also. There's Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Hey, that when Rava got sick, he said, I want everyone to know about my illness. Why do I want the world to know about my illness? Let the people who like me daven for me. They'll know that I'm sick, they'll know to daven for me. And let the people who don't like me celebrate the fact that I'm sick, and they will be in violation of Benfol Oivcha Al Tismach, and as a result of that, I'll have a Refor Shlema, because they're going to be punished for the joy that they take in my downfall. So that's a source for the Maril. So why is the Ramah Cholik on the Maril? Some Sofer says maybe there's room to be Mechalik between Nichum Avelim and Bikur Cholim. That Gemara is about Bikur Cholim. This Gemara is about Nichum Avelim. See, Benfol Oivcha Al Tismach is once that's violated, you could hope that the matzav will change, that a cholah will get better. You can't really hope that the Avelim situation is going to change. Tchias HaMesim is something that will one day happen, but it generally does not happen on an individual basis. It's going to happen for everybody at one time, but so that's not really going to change. So maybe that's a distinction, the Chassam Sofer suggests, between the two. Amra Papa, Shemamina Mayamas Nisa Tlas. What we do see from this price is three separate halachos. Shemamina, Hainus Gan, Hainu Mamuna. First of all, we see that the term Sagan and the term Mamuna are used interchangeably, because the guy standing on the right side of the Kohen Gadol is described in our Mishnah as a Mamuna, and in the Brice he's described as the Sagan, so apparently they're the same person. Second thing you see is that when you do Nichum Avelim Beshura, the way it should work is that the Avelim, Omeid sometimes means standing as opposed to sitting. Over here it means staying still, that the Avelim are the ones that don't move, and Kala Am passes in front of them. Everyone else passes in front of them to do the Nichum Avelim, which is the opposite, as we'll soon see why in the Gemara, it's the opposite of the way we do Nichum Avelim Beshura in a cemetery. We have the everybody else stands Beshura, and the Avelim walk through the Shura, but the Braisa seems to say otherwise. We also see that the Avelim stand to the left of the Menachem. It used to be that the Avelim would stay still, and all of the Menachemim would walk by. Till it came time, once at a Nichum Avelim, people decided that would be an opportune time to insist on their own kavod. So two families were arguing who gets to go first to be Menachem Avelim. Zos Ameres, Ani Overes Tchila. One said, I should go first. We're the more chashuva family. Vizos Ameres, Ani Overes Tchila. And this one said, no, we're the more chashuva family. Hiskinu She'am Omdin Va'Avelim Ovrin. So they said, you know what, in order to stop fights like this is not appropriate. So they decided that the Am is going to stay still. Just stay where you are. No one goes anywhere. Let the Avelim pass through. Good. Amar Rami Bar Abba. Hechzir Rabbi Yossi Asadavar LiYosho B'Tzipuri. Rabbi Yossi brought back the minhag to the way it used to be. She Avelim Omdin V'Kala Am Ovrin. To have the Avelim stand still and everybody else pass in front of them. Amar Rabbi Bar Abba. Rami Bar Abba. Hiskin Rabbi Yossi B'Tzipuri. Shalotei Isha Malachs. That another takana that he made in Sipori was that a woman should not walk in the shuk with her son behind her because of the Maisa Shahaya that happened once. What happened? So Rashi says, Sheganvu Pritzim Me'achareha, they kidnapped the child, V'nasnu B'bayis, and they brought the child into a closed off house, U'kshechazra V'lo Raseu, and when she turned around and she didn't see her child, Tzchilu Tzawaka Subocha, she started screaming, where's my kid? Ba'echareem V'amar Bo'i V'arenu Laich. So someone came and said to her, come, I'll show him to you. V'nichnas Ha'achrav, and she followed after into that secluded area, where the child was supposed to be, and they assaulted her there. So as a result of that, they said, you know, keep your kids in front of you. Keep your eyes on your children. Don't have your children walk behind you. A third takana that Rabbi Yossi made in Tzipuri, that women should be loud in the Beis HaKisei. They should talk in the Beis HaKisei, so that if a man is coming out to the field toward the Beis HaKisei, he should know that there's somebody there, and he shouldn't come to be miyached with the women in the Beis HaKisei. So if he hears two women talking to each other, there's an isra of yichud with one man and two women, he'll know not to go into the Beis HaKisei. Amar Rav Menashe bar Avas, she ilis es Rabbi Yoshia Rabba bebeis halam in the Hutzal. We asked Rabbi Yoshia Rabba in the Beis HaKvaros in Hutzal, v'armali ein shuru p'chos mei asara b'nei adam ve'ein avelim in aminyin. And he told me that the halacha is that you only do this nichum avelim b'shura if there's a minyan of people, excluding the Avelim. The Avelim don't count toward that minyan. It doesn't make a difference whether the Avelim are Ovrin and the Avelim are Omer or the Avelim are Ovrin. It doesn't matter. They don't count toward the minyan, and you always need a minyan. So that seems a little strange. Normally when you need a minyan, it's because a minyan is required for Hashra'as Hashchina. So as long as you have a presence of a minyan, meaning we don't say that you have a Shliach Tzibur and then you need a minyan aside from the Shliach Tzibur. No, you have everybody together. Is it minyan, and everybody's mina minyan, and then you have a shuras hashchina, and therefore you could daven tefillah b'tzibur. So why over here do we say ein avelim in a minyan? So one possibility is that the avelim can't bring about hashras hashchina, because hashras hashchina can only happen when a person's besimcha, and avelus is hefech hasimcha, it's the exact opposite of simcha. That's why I say hamakom minachem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hamakom, he's a certain distance from a person, he's like off in the place, as opposed to very present during the avelus. The person feels a sense of distance from a Kodesh Baruch Hu during the Avelos. But Pashtus is that it's not that. Pashtus is that the din of requiring a minyan for the Nicham Avelim is, as we pointed out in the past, that we do Nicham Avelim anyway. When you go pay a Shiva call there, you don't need a minyan. You'll do a better job in Nicham Avelim when there are fewer people there and you're able to actually talk to the Avel. There's no requirement of a minyan. What you see from here is that there's two dinim in Nicham Avelim. There's Nicham Avelim of a Yachid, that as an individual I have a mitzvah to be Menachem in Avel, and then there's a Chovas Hatzibur of Nichum Avelim, that there are certain things in Judaism where it's the community's responsibility. I have to teach my son Torah, it's the community's responsibility to make sure there are yeshivas. I have to give tzedakah, it's the community's responsibility to have a kupa shel tzedakah. There's such a thing as a Chovas Hatzibur. So by Nichum Avelim, there's a Chovas HaYachid of Nichum Avelim, but there's also a Chovas Hatzibur, that the Tzibur has to be Menachem Avelim. Whenever there's a Chovas Hatzibur, so the Tzibur is represented by a minyan. A minyan represents, so the Avel doesn't have the mitzvah of being Menachem the Avel. The Tzibur has a mitzvah of being Menachem the Avel. So you need to have a minyan of people being Menachem the Avel, because that is that's the representative of the Tzibur. That's why the Avel's not min a minyan. So that's the lechor of the pashas, why the Avel's not min a minyan. Shumas Nachem, when the Kohen Gadol receives Nechama, so we said that everyone says to him that we should be a kapara for you, and he gives them a bracha. So Yibayilu, ki Menachem u'achrini hechi amilu. What does he say to them when he's Menachem other people? So Tashma, v'omer tisnachamu. He says tisnachamu. So says Mara, hey chidami, what exactly is the case? Ile mekim menachmi achrini lididei, amr lehu inhu, ihu tisnachamu, nachsha karami lehu. It doesn't make sense that if they're being Menachem him, that he's going to say, you should be comforted. Because then it's as if he's saying that you should become avelim and then be comforted. And that would be a terrible thing to say to a person. Ele kim menachmi achrini, amr lehu tisnachamu. Shema bina. No, it must be that when he's Menachem other people, that's what he should say. He's supposed to say Tisnachamu. So you see that we now know what the Kohen Gadol is supposed to say when he's Menachem other people. Melech lo done. A melech is not allowed to be done, and we're not done a melech either. Amar Rav Yosef, Loshon el Malchei Yisrael. Avol Malchei Beis David done v'donan son. This whole halacha is only by Malchei Yisrael. Malchei Beis David can be judges and can be judged. Dichsiv Beis David ko amar Hashem dina l'bokr mishpat ki lo dina l'bokr mishpat vi lo dainina lei inu echidaini. It says that the Malchei Beis David are supposed to be judges, but if you can't judge them, then how could they they possibly be judges? Vaksiv hiskashu v'koshu v'amrish lakish kashay datzmo v'achakashot acherim, that you're only allowed to judge other people if you yourself can be judged, if you can face the music yourself, so then you're allowed to judge other people. So clearly, Malchim Beis David, since they are responsible to become judges, they cannot be judged. It must be that they are judged by other people. Al Malchim Yisrael, my time alone. But why can't Malchim Yisrael be judged? So Mishum Maisa Shahaya, it's based on the Maisa Shahaya. The Avdi Diane Malka Kotel Nafsha, one time, Yanei HaMelech's Eved killed somebody. Amru Shem Ben Shetach L'Chachamim. So Shem Ben Shetach said to the Chachamim, Tnu Einechem Bo V'Nidoneinu. We have to don this Eved for killing somebody. Now Yanei HaMelech was an interesting character. First of all, the Eved of Yanei HaMelech, and the Eved that ultimately rebelled against the Beis Chashmonai, Yanei HaMelech was a Melech from the Beis Chashmonai. The Gemara in the beginning of Bava Basra tells us who the famous Eved was of Yanei HaMelech, who was a pretty bad person and did some terrible things, and that was Hordas. And then Hordas did tshuva by redoing the Beis HaMikdash, but that was after he killed out all the Rabbanan. But Yanei HaMelech himself was an interesting fellow. Yanei HaMelech, everyone agrees that he was exactly who he was is somewhat of a debate, but everyone agrees that he was a Rasha, Tzaddik, then a Rasha. So he went through different stages in his life. Unclear from this story at which stage in his life this story happened, but it could have been either way, as you'll see from the story. So he said, we want to judge this Eved, who may have been Hordas. So he sent a message to him that your Eved killed somebody. Shadri luhu sholchulei ta'ant nami. So they said, send him, and then they said, you have to come also, lahacha. You also have to come to the Din Torah, because v'hor b'baylev amr Torah. Yav ha'bal ha'shar v'yamal ha'shar. That it says that when your shor kills somebody, the bala shor has to be there. So when your eved kills somebody, the bala eved should have to be there. So asav yasiv. So he came to Beis Din and he sat there. Amalei Shem Ben Shetach, Yanei HaMelech Amor Al Raglecha. So Shem Ben Shetach said, Yanei HaMelech, you need to stand v'idubach so that we could testify against you. V'lo l'faneinu ata omeid, and you should know that you're not standing for the honor of the judges. El v'nei misha amar v'ayolam ata omeid. It's for the honor of God, because the shechina's shorah amongst the dayanim when there's mishpat. So shenemar v'amdu shnei anashim asher le'em ariv. Amar lo k'shetom rata ela k'mashi yomru chavirecha. So Yanei HaMelech knew exactly that Shimon ben Shetach was not afraid to be assertive, but he knew that the other Dayanim were terrified of him. So he said, you know what, let me see the other Dayanim tell me that I'm supposed to stand. I'll be happy to stand if I'm told by the other Dayanim that I should stand. So Nifna Liamino, Shimon ben Shetach turns to his right to see how the other Dayanim are reacting to his right. Kavshu pnei bekarka. They're burying their faces in the ground. Nifna L'smolo, he turns to his left. Kavshu pnei bekarka. Once again, they too are burying their face in the ground. Amalem Shem ben Shetach, Bali machshavos atem, Yovo bal machshavos yifrim ichem. He says, you're a bunch of bali machshavos. So let the bal machshavos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come and pay you back. Miyad ba Gavriel, v'chavtan bekarka. Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel came, and he slammed them into the ground, umesu, and they all died. So, ba'os hasha amru, melech lo dan v'lo dan nosa lo meid v'lo midin nosa. Maybe it's not a good idea to make a melech come to Beis Din. Look at the result of that. An entire Beis Din of the entire Beis Din of Shem Ben Shetach was killed because of the insistence that a melech come to a Beis Din. So that's when they made the rule that at least by Malchei Yisrael that lo darna so. So it's not a din d'oraisa, it was a takana that they made at some later point in history. So lo cholitz v'lo cholitzin. So he said that a melech does not do chalitza, nor do you do chalitza on his wife. He does not do yibum, he can't do yibum on his wife. But then there was a tana that said that no, he's allowed to volunteer to do yibum. So ain't how can he volunteer to do yibum if it's a psichus hakavod for him to do yibum? So how could he be mochel on the kavod? Even if you say that a nasi is able to be melech on his kavod, a melech cannot be mochel on his kavod. Shenemar som tasam alecha melech shete emaso el alecha. Don't you see that the aim of a king, that it's a din that everyone has to have proper aim of a king, so he can't be mochel on his kavod. It's the kavod of the office that he has to maintain. So it says, we're a mitzvah shiny. For a mitzvah, it's different. We ignore the individual's kavod, or even the kavod of the office, when it's for the sake of a mitzvah. Ve'ein nosin. So we said, you're not allowed to marry the Alman of the Melech, but then the Mishnah quoted a Tana that you are, Rabbi Yehuda said that you are allowed to marry if you yourself are a Melech. A Melech is allowed to marry Almanas of Shalmelech, and the Raya was from David marrying the Alman of Shaul. Tanya, Amlo, Rabbi Yehuda, Nashma Ru'yus Lomi Beis HaMelech, Umay Ninhu, Merav Umichal. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said he can never marry. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said you can marry if you yourself are a Melech, like David and Shaul. So the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, you're misunderstanding the Pasuk. David HaMelech didn't marry Shaul's Almanos. He married women that were ru'uyos lo, that also come from the royal family. They come from a royal household. And who were those women? Merav and Michal, the daughters of Shaul. Those, not Shaul's wives, but Shaul's daughters is who David married. Shaul talmidim Rabbi Yossi, heichnas David shtei achios b'chayein. How is David allowed to marry two sisters during their lifetime? Merav and Michal. So two possibilities. Amalad Michal achar misas Merav nisa. It could be that he only married Michal after Merav died. Reb Shimon Kar Chomer Kedusha Taos Hayilah B'Merav. He was never really married to Merav. It was a Kedusha Taos. Shenema Tana Esishti Es Michal Asher Rastili B'Meir Arlos Plishtim. That David HaMelech says at a later date when he's dealing with his own rebellions, give me my wife Michal Asher Rastili with Meos Arlos Plishtim with 100 Plishtim foreskins. So my Talmuda, where how do you see from that pasuk that Merav was a Kedusha Taos? Amar Papa Michal Ishti. V'lo Merav Ishti. He dafka says Michal Ishti, but Merav he does not refer to as Ishti. My Kiddush Etos. Why was it a Kiddush Etos? What was the problem with the Kiddushin? Tchsiv, Vayesh Ashayakenu, Yashon HaMelech Hoshagadol. Shaul HaMelech said that whoever goes and kills Goliath, I'm going to give him great wealth, and I'm also going to give him my daughter. So Azal Katle, so David HaMelech went and was successful in killing Goliath. Amrlo, Milva Islach Kabai. So Shaul HaMelech says, I owe you a lot of money. I said I was going to give Hoshagadol. You intended to be Makadesh, my daughter, with the milva, with the fact that you're going to be mochel, the money that I owe you. Well, if you're Makadesh b'milva, it's Einu Makadesh, it doesn't work, it's not a valid Kiddushin. Also, Yavala Adriel. So Shalom Elch gave Merav to Adriel. Dechsiv Ayibes Tesis Merav Bashal LeDavid. Amalei, I bayis datin lecha Michal, zil I see the Meir alos plishtim. So Shalom said, I'll give you another chance for my other daughter. If you want Michal, my daughter, I want you to bring me 100 foreskins of the plishtim. Azal I see they. So he went and he brought him 100 foreskins of plishtim. Amalei, milvo pruta, islach kabai. So he says, you know, now I owe you money, and you're also giving me 100 foreskins of plishtim, which is worth the pruta, it's worth something. So the question is, what's your intention? What are you being Makadish Michal with? Are you being Makadish with the Milva, which would be no good? Or is your Das being Makadish with the foreskins, which is worth a Pruta, that is good, which is worth some money? So Shaul Savra Milva Pruta Daita Milva. Shaul thought that the halach is when a person tries to be Makadish with Milva Pruta, his primary intention is to be Makadish with Milva, and therefore it's no good. With David Savar Milva Pruta Daita Pruta. David thought, no, if you're Makadish with Milva Pruta, your Iker Das is on the Pruta, and therefore it is a valid Kiddushin, and therefore he really is married to Michal. Or it could be both Shaul and David agreed that the das is on the pruta. Shaul savor lo chazi v'lo midi, v'David savor chazi l'kalbi v'shunri. They were arguing about whether 100 foreskins of plishtim are worth anything. So Shaul said, "What are you going to do with 100 foreskins of plishtim?" David said, "Well, you can use it to feed dogs or cats or something like that. So it's worth something." This is a maramakum in the halachic discussion whether you're allowed to use hair from dead bodies, from dead non-Jewish bodies, to make sheitelach and things like that. So you're allowed to use parts of is a Jewish dead body, you're not allowed to use anything. It's asubana. What about by Meseyakum? Because over here, the possibility, if it were worth something, if there was anything to do with it, they would they were allowed to use the arlos of the plishtim. Rabbi Yossi, hay tnei asishti es michal, my darish bay. What does Rabbi Yossi do with the pasuk tnei asishti es michal if really he was married to Merav as well? Rabbi Yossi the tamei, the tani Rabbi Yossi, hay darish mikros mu ravin. Rabbi Yossi was darish psukim interspersed with each other. Ksiv veikach hamelch. The sons that Michal had from Adriel. What? Michal was never given to Adriel. Michal was given to Palti ben Laish. No, Elamakish, Kiddushay Merav Adriel really Kiddushin Michal Lepalti, where what the Navi's trying to tell us is that the Kiddushin of Meirav with Adriel is similar to the Kiddushin with Michal and Palti. Ma Kiddushin Michal Lepalti Ba'Aveira, just like the Kiddushin of Michal to Palti was not a valid Kiddushin because she was already married to David. Av Kiddushin Meirav L'Adriel Ba'Aveira. So the Kiddushin of Meirav to Adriel was also not valid because she too was already married to David. Rabbi Shubin Karchanami Aksivis Chamesh Bnei Michal Ba'Sha'ul. So what's he going to do? The pasuk, the five sons of Michal Ba'Sha'ul. Amalach Rabbi Shubin Chim Michal Yalda V'lo Meirav Yalda. No, he darshans it as follows, that these are Meirav's children. So Meirav Yalda, Michal Gidla. Meirav had these children, but Michal raised the children because Meirav died. Lefichach Nikru Al Shema. That's why they're called Michal's children. L'lamedcha Shekal Magadol Yasum Suk Peso Malav Kasim Ki Ilado. That if a person raises a Yasum in their house, we consider it as if it's their child. Rabbi Chinin Amar Meacha. He says we learn that same din from a different pasuk. V'atekrenu La Ashkenos Shem Lemar Yulad Ben LeNaami V'Chinami Yalda V'Ala Rus Yalda. It wasn't Naami's son; it was Rus's son. Al Rus Yalda V'Naami Gidla. Yeah, Rus. It was Rus's child, but Naami raised the child. V'Fichach Nikra Al Shema, and that's why it's called Al Shema, because someone who's Megadol Yasum is Kli Yalda. There's a big discussion in Poskim exactly what the parameters of that are. Is that a din in Kibbut Aveim that if you're Megadol Yasum Soch Beis, so they have a mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim? So many contemporary Poskim say yes, that it's got to be a din in Kibbut Aveim. Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, though, you have to be careful that it can't be at the expense of others. Meaning, for example, part of a din of Kibbut Aveim is that you say Kaddish. A son says a Brahmazaka Abba, a son says Kaddish for a parent. But in a place where not everybody says Kaddish, it's just that they take turns saying Kaddish, it shouldn't be at the expense of someone who's biological parent, because they really have the rights. There's a question of Nosi Kalim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Evan Ezer, that if a person is unable to have children naturally, that being Megadol Yasum Yisum is a partial key mitzvah of Pruravu. It's a question about Avelus. Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh is a din of Kibbut Aveim. So Avelus Shivan Shloshim, you're allowed to volunteer Avelus anyway, even if you're not Chayiv. So that an adopted child could do. What about Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh? Does it make sense to volunteer Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh? Rav Shechter writes in Bikvei Atzon, no, it doesn't make any sense to volunteer because you have no real mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim, and you can't volunteer things that are only restrictions, that are not mitzvahs, that are only los assays. So okay, so that's a major discussion. I think the minhag is that people do volunteer. Okay, we'll pick up from Rav Yochanan tomorrow.